How far is it from here? How far to the end of our lives, to the end of this world, or to the end of our worlds? Psalms 90, verse 12, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. The Word of God teaches that life is but a vapor, like the steam rising from a pot of boiling water. Now you see it, and now you don't. Learning to number our days is an important lesson. If you are 25 years of age and you live until you're 75, you only have 18,250 days left on this earth. This is the amount of seconds in 304 minutes. If you are 58, as I am at the time of this writing, your number of days left is 6,205. If you are 70 years of age, your days are just 1,825, or the number of seconds in just over 30 minutes. Numbering days is serious business. The Word of God teaches us in Ephesians chapter 5, 15 and 16, see then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. And again in Colossians chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. Purchasing and transforming time from the world of carnal pursuits is the glorious privilege and responsibility of all God's children. When you take time to number your days, this becomes even more apparent. Have you considered your end? Have you surrendered your life to Jesus Christ? Are you prepared to redeem your time? Click on the Further with Jesus for immediate transformation, literally. Now for today's subject. God said, Psalms 51:5, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. God said, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Man said, the ancient concepts of fallen Adam and sin have no relevance in today's enlightened society. We have outlived our need for God. Now for the record. Time after time after time, man is forced to eat his ridicule of the Word of God. One would think that after 6,000 plus years of miserable failure, that carnaldom would have learned better. In many cases it has, but fortunately for the camp of the ungodly, a fresh crop of contenders arise, keeping the ill-founded challenges alive. This feature is just another proof that God is. Man has been busy attempting to expunge the word sin, and thus the sinful nature of man, from the world's lexicon. He has enjoyed some success, stripping the shame and responsibility from that word, at least in the minds of carnal men. But no matter how unregenerated men parse their position of denial, the stark reality of the Adamic nature emerges to contradict. Why weren't we all born into this world as bright, good-looking, fellow man-loving, sinless creatures instead of dull, self-absorbed sharks and villains? It comes as a surprise to many that God's original plan for Adam and Eve was an eternal life of love and peace, free of sickness, sorrow, and death. Unfortunately for man and this earth, our great-great-grandparents rejected God's plan for Satan's. Satan's plan is the law of sin and death. As has been noted several times on God Said, Man Said, the very day Eve and Adam partook of the forbidden fruit, they died spiritually, even as God has said. Many years later, they died physically. They lost the ability to pass on spiritual life to their progeny simply because they had lost it themselves. All of their offspring, which means all of us, were spiritually stillborn and sold into the bondage of Satan. Mankind needed a redeemer, a savior, someone to purchase his soul, to break the back of sin's bondage, and to make possible for the fallen man the spiritual birth he never knew as a child of Adam and Eve. Jesus Christ calls the spiritual birth born again. Regarding man's basic nature, click on to Basic Nature on this website. A short addition that would fit well with that feature is a letter to the editor published in the February 2006 issue of Discover magazine. It was written by S.J. Bartlett, visiting scholar in psychology at Wilmette University in Salem, Oregon. It reads in part, "In medicine, we learn what constitutes good health by studying disease in order to prevent, treat, and eliminate it. But due to the wish to flatter ourselves, the science of pathology has failed to acknowledge the pathological behavior of the human species toward itself and other forms of life, focusing exclusively on other species that obstruct human desires and needs. I've argued against this homocentrism in The Pathology of Man, the Study of Human Evil, by Charles C. Thomas, 2005, showing in psychological terms how, through ecology, war, genocide, terrorism, hatred, and moral stupidity, the human species acts destructively, not only toward many other species, but also toward itself. What is needed desperately, if this century is not to dwarf the last as the bloodiest in history, is a scientific study of human pathology. As long as we are blind to our own malignancy, we cannot initiate positive change." End of quote. Could the scriptures actually be accurate? Were we shapen in iniquity? Were we actually born into this world with the fallen carnal spirit of Satan on board? Creation magazine published the following under the title Children Born to Sin. It reads, "Psychologists who conducted a study of 511 toddlers under 18 months old have concluded that children are born with a destructive and aggressive streak. The research revealed that 70% of these youngsters snatch and grab things from others, 46% push and shove, 27% bite, 24% kick, 23% fight, 21% physically attack, and 15% hit out. The fact that we inherit our sin nature from Adam is unpopular in our culture. Thus, the finding that these children demonstrated these behavior long before it could have been learned shocked many psychologists who have expected them to still be at an age of innocence." End of quote. Thousands of years before man begins to discover the reasons why, God declares it in His Word. The sign in the window of the automobile read, "Baby on board." This could be accurately rewritten to read, "Carnal man on board." God said, Psalms 51 verse 5, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." God said, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." Man said the ancient concepts of fallen Adam and sin have no relevance in today's enlightened society. We have outlived our need for God. Now you have the record.